Here's a short presentation of Tuya's three-phase energy meter offering web access to measurements. I will test its application here and then change its firmware to run it without the cloud and connect it to Home Assistant. This will require an analysis of its Tuya MCU communication protocol, which I will also describe here. It's going to be ambitious, as it's one of the more expensive products I've redesigned. You can buy it domestically for around £300. Although I just received it for redesign from a reader, the aim was to upload OpenBeacon. The equipment shown here goes by various names. It can be found under Fuse 3-Phase Wi-Fi Switch, 4P Tuya, 63A 6KV Energy Measurement Antenna, or by one of the model names, ZXB3-125W. If imported from China, the purchase can be much cheaper than in our country. Some information from the sellers. So here we have a DIN rail device that offers both mains measurements, three phases separately, and on-off capability, as well as programmable protection alarms, plus an aerial and an RS-485 port. Let's take a look at the contents of the kit. We also get an aerial, which I have not included in the photos. Here are clear pictures of the instructions, along with information on what this meter offers and how to connect it. Related topic. I have already done a similar redesign for another device. There too, it was a Tuya MCU-based system. Feel free to check out the related series. Energy meter, thermostat with LCD, S1TWFR, first impression, Tuya application. Advanced energy meter, thermostat with LCD ATORC, S1TWFR, cloudless operation application capabilities. The reset button on the housing is used for pairing. Proceed as with other Tuya devices. Immediately afterwards, we can control and read the measurements. Here is a short video presentation. Once paired with Tuya, we get first of all access to the measurements of each phase, voltage, current, power, the possibility to switch on or off all phases together, and additional information such as the total electricity measurement, the last hour's electricity measurement, or their sensor temperature. Measurement history, graphs, is also available. But I personally miss counting the energy separately for each phase. In addition, we have the possibility to set alarms with appropriate triggers, too high voltage, too high electricity, etc. Tuya also allows the creation of scenarios based on the state of this product, as it does with other devices. Interior of the product. Unfortunately, here the device is slightly better secured than usual. In addition to removing the three screws, we also have to ream the rivet ends here. In the case of the meter from the topic, this has already been done by a reader. Below are the photos. This is how we get inside. The hole is based on the RSF-100 BEA MCU to handle measurements, and the CBU, the BK7231N. The CBU communicates with the main microcontroller via the UART, via the Tuya MCU protocol. Tuya MCU protocol, communication between microcontroller and Wi-Fi module. A few more picks from me. Separately for each phase, here we have BL0942, each connected to the aforementioned MCU. A breakdown of the board's connections to the MCU, in addition to the UART, we have two more signals here, namely a reset button and an LED indicating Wi-Fi status. Moreover, the Wi-Fi status issued by the BK7231N is also read by the MCU. Keep this in mind when changing the beacon firmware. The power supply itself is provided by the ICW2540, which seems to be the controller of the small flyback converter, but I wouldn't count on there being galvanic isolation from the grid side here anyway, because the BL0942 has to do the measurement somehow too. The role of the CN8033 I have not been able to determine. Captured communication, Tuya MCU. Intercepting the communication between the MCU and the Wi-Fi module can help us determine the meaning of each DPID. The whole thing has to be done with a lot of care, because the electronics of the meter are not isolated from the network. So I